I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
On the northbound side from the eastbound I-80 transition ramp heading north. Northbound Legacy in the game now, thick and slow from Bountiful into Centerville. Steve Carlson, the KSL Traffic Center.
We've got highs expected in the 80s today. Chance for thunderstorms by afternoon. Tomorrow, a better chance to see those storms. High of 78. We keep it in the 70s for your Friday with more PM thunderstorm chances. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, 4:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here. We have a stiff breeze and 78 degrees in Salt Lake City. KSL's top story, spring runoff hasn't been nearly as bad as it could have been, but two communities have declared emergencies just the same to help deal with the flooding. Our team coverage, Utah Flood Watch, begins with KSL News Radio's Adam Small in Sandy.
Sandy Mayor Monica Zoltansky says the declaration will be in effect while four creeks, including Little Cottonwood Creek, reach their peak levels.
The purpose of the state of emergency is so we are at the ready come what may. As our temperatures increase.
Further downstream in Cottonwood Heights, Angela Favor, who lives right next to Little Cottonwood Creek, says she's prepared but not too worried.
We've got to just do the best we can with what we've got.
Mayor Zoltansky says they've been preparing for the peak runoff since February. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
I'm KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce. Utah County declared an emergency of its own just hours after Sandy did. The county budgeted $2 million for flood response, repairs, and cleanup this year, but cities across Utah County have already racked up more than $10 million worth of damage. In both Sandy and Utah County, the declaration doesn't mean things are necessarily dire. What it does is clear the way for the local governments to seek financial aid from their counterparts at the state and federal level. Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
Well, blame it on the dust. That's why the snow melts started a little earlier than normal this year. The dust.
Snowmelt rates are driven by absorbed sunlight, which is why longer days in the late spring and early summer is usually when you'll clock the snowmelt beginning. But this is for white, clean snow. Like wearing a black t-shirt in the sun, the darker the snow, the more sunlight absorbed. So it would go without saying that the more dust, the darker the snow. Coming out of a drought with not a lot of water lying around means more dust was in the air, and that's why the snowmelt started earlier this year.
Dust in the wind.
New York, Art Bell, KSL News Radio.
We're hearing the crews will start clearing Guardsman Pass, up Big Cottonwood Canyon, starting next Monday. Officials say there still isn't an official opening date because crews still have a lot of work ahead to get the road into shape for drivers. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints has announced the passing of Elder Wayne M. Hancock, who was an emeritus general authority. He was 91. Elder Hancock's assignments included the presidency of the temple in Bern, Switzerland, and president of the Utah Provo Mission. KSL News Time 4:33, Representative Chris Stewart is resigning from Congress. He made the official announcement this morning, and KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe has details.
We knew yesterday this announcement was coming. Stewart says in a statement that he's proud he's been an effective leader for his beloved home state. He also says his wife's health has made it necessary to retire. This is not the first time a congressman in Utah has made an announcement like this. Remember, we went through a similar process with Jason Chaffetz a few years ago.
We're now waiting for details on when Chris Stewart will officially step down. He hasn't said. There are a lot of names being tossed out to replace him. Co-host of KSL at Night, Derek Brown, says money is going to be the biggest player.
You have to raise, say, $500,000. You've got to get several hundred people writing checks. And the reality is that's far more difficult than the couple of people who may be wealthy writing you a check.
Derek Brown says the quick money is important because a special election to replace Stewart doesn't give candidates a lot of time to raise cash. KSL News Radio was first to report that Becky Edwards plans to run for Stewart's seat. As others jump in, you'll hear about it right here on KSL News Radio. Our top national story, former Vice President Mike Pence is expected to announce next week he plans to run for president. But he joins an increasingly crowded field, according to ABC's Alex Preshay.
He's arguably the biggest name to enter this race. It's not either Trump or DeSantis, but DeSantis tried to make this a two-person race. He's positioned this race that way to donors. It's been successful for him the last few months. Well, with the former vice president now entering, it changes that calculation. It changes the shaping there. And so I think that certainly the former vice president has his own challenges being a part of that Trump administration, which will certainly resonate with some of the evangelicals here in Iowa, his principles and his policies.
Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is also expected to announce a run for the White House, an announcement he'll make from New Hampshire on Tuesday. The debt ceiling debate appears to be in the home stretch. The House is going to vote this evening, and while the Senate's top Republican says the measure could be better, he's expecting to wrap up the process fast.
What I hope happens is that those who have amendments, if given votes, we yield back time so that we can finish this Thursday or Friday.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell there. The House is expected to vote on the debt ceiling bill at around 6:30 tonight. We'll provide coverage right here on KSL News Radio. 4:35, we have first look traffic in for Ricky. Here's Andy Farnsworth.
Well, right now, looking at big delays on I-15 and on Legacy as you go from Centerville up into Farmington. A crash on I-15 near Lagoon really created the backup, although that's not the only reason for it. We also have southbound delays late in Kaysville into Farmington. So both are...
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.